This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We opened with wings. We touched on faking your own death to watch the opening day of the tournament. Not really, but just can you get the day off? But here's the power stat, as we are obviously less than 24 hours from the tourney. Enrico, you are the arbiter of justice. I need you and Kenny and David and you, the people, to tell me if this is something or nothing. Because this would seem like a death sentence for Michigan State basketball. Here we go. Of the AP top 10 teams entering the NCAA tournament who began the season unranked, 37 of them have received a number one or number two seed. Exactly none of the 37 have made the Final Four. You start the season unranked, you have a great year, you earn a one or a two, you go in top 10, 0 for 37 making the Final Four. The two teams this year that qualify, Michigan State and St. John's. Something or nothing. And I know rules are made to be broken.
Right.
Records happen and they're made to be broken. I understand all of it. I am not telling you. I just, when I read it, I sounded like the little monkey in the sound clip we have from Planet of the Apes.
No, Mike, you're not the only one. Because when I was reading like different stats and I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, wow.
Is it something or nothing and why? And I'll throw the number out. And I'm not mad if people go, it's nothing. This is about us. It's us versus everybody. Do whatever you like. 248-539-9797. Something or nothing.
Mike, it was something for me for about 5 minutes until I finished reading more stats about the tournament. And then I felt a little better. And I felt like it balanced it out. Because that's just horrifying if you're a State fan or if you're a St. John's fan. Of knowing, hey, you're a two seed and you're not going anywhere. You're not going to go to the Final Four. The thing that balanced it out for me was the fact that the stat that whenever an Izzo-led MSU team is either a one or a two seed, five out of seven times they've made the Final Four. So when I read that, I felt a little better. Like, okay. Maybe, you know, but you know me. I'm a stickler for things like that. So yes, I love these weird little stats. And yeah, for about 5 minutes, and honestly, it still bothers me. That's that bothers me. That
is there.
I'll be real with you. I won't be Kremlin radio. It bothers me that I hear this and it's just like, wow, I did not know that. But yeah, I guess last season Iowa State fit the criteria and they lost in the Sweet 16. So it's something that, you know, I will feel better once they make it to the Sweet 16 because I do think that it's favorable for them. I don't think that Auburn will be there in the Elite Eight game. But
been all over it with Auburn. I can't knock you.
You gotta get out of that first weekend. But yeah, when I found that stat about MSU, it was. And David, for you, the stat for Michigan, the times that they have been in the tournament, they've made it to the Sweet 16. So
something or nothing, people. Again, the power stat.
Now that, Mike, that is a funny because we actually my man Harold hit me with that stat at the end of our pod, and I was just like, whoa. Yeah, I know.
248-539-9797. If you were unranked to start the year, you had a wonderful season and finished in the top 10, you got a 1 or 2 seed, congrats. 0-37 making the Final Four. Look, I think there's already, it's well established. It took me till the very end of the year to be like, well, I guess they could win it. Their three-point shooting is, you know, we'll take that. Good enough. We gave out, like, I doubted them all year. But am I confident? No. It took a lot for me just to get to the point where I said, okay, fine. If there's 8-9 teams that can win it, they're one. Do I think they're winning it? Absolutely not.
Well, get ready to sound like the monkey from Planet of the Apes. Based off of the stats that you said, Mike, 63% of the 2 seeds that met that criteria, 15 of 24 lost in the first or second round. 63% of the 2 seeds.
Can I just say this? If they lose in the first or second round, Tom's got to retire.
He won't, but I get what you're saying. It won't happen, but at that
if that happened, for his own good, not out of spite, brother, like, dude, go enjoy your life.
If they lose in the first or second round, basically you become the Detroit Lions last year. You had this great season and you got nothing to show for it. And most fans won't even want to try to remember this year. Jace Richardson will be an afterthought because it's like, we wasted him. So, no, if that happens, no Spartan fan's going to be happy at all. You will just forget all about this the same way. Most people forget about how great they were the year they lost to Syracuse. They only lost 4 times that year. And most people don't remember that.
David, something or nothing. Totally okay if you say nothing. Totally okay if you say, all right, my bracket's complete, state's dead. Whatever you like.
Here's, when I first saw that stat, it was definitely something. But when you combine it with, you're in the same region as Auburn.
Yeah.
I think that cancels out this stat for Michigan.
I love
State.
How Auburn has turned in from juggernaut into
correct
homeless people.
Correct,
not homeless.
It kind of cancels it out for me because of that.
David, that's why for me they have to make it out of Cleveland. If they make it out of Cleveland, I think things get, believe it or not, they will get easier.
Well,
for
and then the other stat you just brought up doesn't bode well for making it out of Cleveland. So yeah, I think it's something for sure, but I. In my mind, I think it gets canceled out. I think Michigan State makes it to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a stickler for numbers and stuff like these and these types of facts. I love this type of
scary,
stuff.
Scary,
I know.
It?
So
scary.
I just wanted to present it because I knew immediately I'm already a pessimist about them, so it would guide me one direction. But 0-37 is 0-37. I mean, Kenny, I know it's not your forte. It's not hockey, but, like, numbers and data matter. When I read that stat, something or nothing.
I'll be the contrarian here. I'll say nothing. Stats like these, I mean, to me, this screams coincidence. This doesn't scream like it actually has any value. At least it doesn't to me.
Coincidence?
If it was any other sport, I would say the same thing. It's a nothing burger for me.
Okay. Well, no effect on Kenny Cott.
To his point, Steve from Livonia is texting and saying, given the landscape changes of college basketball of late, stat regarding the preseason ranking isn't entirely apples to apples anymore. So
okay.
He's going with nothing.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, and it's still funny. It's, you know, who was, I think, preseason number one team?
Wasn't UNC, was it?
No. It was Kansas.
Kansas, UNC, and UConn were all like top 10, and they were all terrible.
I think Purdue was 4th.
Yeah, I give up on that. Go ahead, David.
Someone says, yes, this is definitely something. You just scared me.
I didn't do it for that purpose.
I was hoping for Michigan State.
I'm just saying, look, MSU didn't play till Friday night. Michigan will be more of the conversation tomorrow. But this stat was something I had to bring up. Because if you're filling out your brackets, there's your final swan song. If you have St. John's or MSU in the Final Four, you are making history because 37 times teams with that profile have gotten here, and they are 0-37.
A Michigan fan texts in and says, I put $15 down now on Michigan because of this stat for Michigan State.
Well, hold on. Now, I don't have a bracket in front of me. I'm not a boomer. But North Carolina plays Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. So if Michigan were to win against UC San Diego, win against A&M, they get, is it the winner of the Ole Miss pod? I don't have it in front of me.
It would be the Ole Miss, Auburn,
Iowa State, all that over there.
Look, no, Michigan State would get Iowa State.
No, but for Michigan, listen. If they clear the first round game, it'll be a war to 50 against A&M. But their region, again, Auburn to me, I'm not ready to bail on them that they are garbage the way you guys are.
Oh, no, Mike, I'm not saying they're garbage.
No, I know. You've been ahead of it where you're like, nope, not winning it.
But it's based off of stuff like this, so I can't be hypocritical because, under Bruce Pearl, they don't do so well.
It's true. And he sweats a lot. You can't bet on a sweaty coach. It's just, it's rules.
You would think that he would get a nice NIL package from some
deodorant company?
Yeah.
Jesus. Or like, I don't know, don't doctors do those shots in the armpits to make people stop smelling?
Or just some t-shirt place and be like, we hide the sweat.
Anything. Yeah. Or he could just go with a quarter zip, solve the problem. Go ahead. What was Sean Miller the other one?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, forget about it. He would always wear a white shirt.
Bro, he would just drink water and sweat.
All right, we'll get some of the people. We'll get the ticket text. Your power stat of the day. Yes, David.
Huge signing for the Lions. I'll tell you about it next.
Don't mess with my emotions. You being real? Oh, all right. I hope you're being serious because the people don't deserve to be messed with.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, David, a couple of the ticket texts. Yes, we covered wings earlier. Also, again, reason number 4,803, the NBA is a total joke. Nothing to do with the Pistons. You're playing the Miami Heat tonight, who've lost 9 out of 10, traded the best player, and the guy they got in the trade, well, he ain't playing tonight, Andrew Wiggins. What's there to watch? Just like the other night against the Pels. And the Pistons have a job to do. Go win the games.
Yeah.
But don't ask me to be into it. Because the league is a clown car.
So we're leading with the Pistons tomorrow. David.
There is a 0% shot of that, brother.
If you would, please. David has some
I'm sorry. Yeah, David, you had Lions. I'm not hitting breaking news if you're screwing with people.
No, there is breaking news. There's news.
Nope. Wow. Didn't know the breaking news was going to start with that.
It was an accident.
Lions made a huge signing. They are bringing back one of their own, huge contributor to last season. Bob Muhammad is back on a one-year deal.
Somewhere TJ Lang needs a wet wipe. Al-Madine Muhammad, he's back.
Al-Madine Muhammad is back.
Hey, WBBT, baby. I mean, the only way you could make the news bigger than Bob O'Connor being back and Pete Zylstra, it is the official player of Thomas John Lang, Al-Madine Muhammad. He's back. You know what I think the better question to ask is? What did Melifonwu do wrong to be the only guy they didn't bring back? Everybody else is back.
You're right. I was about to say, well, he was hurt all the time, but...
Maybe he was late bringing in the donuts. I have no idea.
I mean, who did they let go exactly? Carlton Davis took more money to go somewhere else. They wanted him back. They offered him a deal.
As soon as I saw this, I just looked over at these two clowns, and they just were laughing behind
me. Oh, man. I'm enjoying David Muhammad.
David couldn't look me in the eye. I was just like, we had a conversation with you had your head down.
He's back.
I didn't want you to even know, like, really? Really?
I just... Look,
they believe that they were this close as a team, and I guess this team and management, they reserve the right to run it back.
Sure.
It's a catch 22 because it's kind of, we talked about the quarterbacks. You went 15-2. Historic regular season. You will probably never see a regular season like that here in Detroit. And that's not slander. That doesn't happen in the NFL. 15-2. But then you look at your playoffs and you didn't win anything. Is this what you want to run back with? Or do you want to make some other improvements, bring in some new blood? Apparently, Mike, we're in the minority here on this. Because I think that they'd rather just... Let's keep the band back together.
I mean, look, I have no problem bringing back the players you like. It's just, do you really like all your guys? And I use Dan Campbell's words. We have to be careful about falling in love with our own players. Really? Okay. Practice what you preach. I don't think as much of these players as they do. And guess what? If they're right, put a trophy in the trophy case. And if they're wrong, whatever. What do you want me to do about it? I'm not going to yell and scream about it. I just think it's kind of comical. You have salary cap. You had room to make this team better. I think they're a little bit comfortable with their own people. And that's their prerogative. I don't think there's any scenario they're bad next year. But I also don't think they got better. And if I have to hear about how Brad Holmes watched the first four games of the season and went, wow, what a defense. Yeah. Hey, Brad, did you leave out the detail, Brad? You played four straight teams who were missing their offensive tackles? Because we can turn the tape on.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle came to town without either tackle. Tampa Bay was on a third string tackle. The Rams game, they were down Havenstein to start the game. And by the middle of the game, they were down every tackle they had.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the games I watched. I don't know what games you watched.
And they even had the Jackson was suspended for the first game.
So my point is, I think it's a false premise to base how good the defense was. A, those were some very unique circumstances that you got. Again, Aiden was lined up over librarians. But B, one small detail. Aaron Glenn's not here anymore. So fine, run it back. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Because once the games become real, all of these opinions and all these off-season talk, it's over. We're dealing with who we got. You're going to have 53 guys in that locker room with one common goal. We're all going to root for them. But, yeah, I mean, as it stands right now, it's like, how am I supposed to say you got better?
You got the same. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe that when they're all healthy, they feel like this is the thing. There'll be this great defense. But, Mike, I think you hit it best. You didn't play up against any starting offensive tackles for the first four games. This is back when Aiden was looked like he was going to be the MVP because he was going up against second and third stringers, and he was beating them. But you know what? somebody who was drafted number two overall should be beating second and third stringers routinely. It's like the Pistons. It's not your fault that you're playing teams and not doing anything. You're taking full advantage of it.
And Aiden was going crazy.
Right.
I mean, but like, I'm just making a point. When Brad Holmes gets up there and talks about that and you leave out the most relevant part, and including that the defense you watch will not be the defense this year because you're missing Aaron Glenn, I don't think those are things that are trite. I don't think that's gotcha radio. It's just real.
Yeah.
Turn on the tape. Oh, wow, man, we were awesome. Yeah, great. Tampa's tackle looked like Kenny Cott.
It was brought up from a caller earlier when we were talking wings about Steve Eisenman wanted to do it his way. And I believe that is every GM in this town. They want to do it their way. And yes, the Lions are winning, but we're talking championships here. And bringing your own guys, I just disagree with that. You should go out and get guys. Go out and get players. And look, just believe that you can re-up
with them? I think the players are going to get. Now, this could work in Brad's benefit. It's a deep defensive line draft. So he can go out there and get that person or two that we want him to go get in the trade. He can go and say, hey, you know what? I think these are going to be the next Henderson. These are going to be the next Myles Garrett, and I'm going to go and get them for dirt cheap.
Look, the dream sequence is still like at 28, you take a Derek Harmon or Kenneth Grant, and with the second round pick plus, you get Trey Hendrickson. And if you do that, no one's going to complain about a thing. Right. But I also think it's okay if there's a portion of the fan base. They shouldn't have to go into hiding if they say that, like, Brad's done an unbelievable job. But it's okay to say, I just am not comfortable. This is what we're using our cap space for. And then we're going to leave a bunch of cap space on the table for like, oh, down the line, I got to pay X. It's not how the league works.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you got to go for it because down the line, you might not be in a position to win a Super Bowl. So what will it matter?
Oh, by the way, real quick, in the falling up category, Will Wade has another job.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But okay, we talked for 10 seconds about this during the break. Will Wade, former coach LSU, cheating scumbag, goes to McNeese State. He's built that program into a real problem. Now you're going to be the coach of NC State. One problem, you're playing tomorrow. Like, you couldn't wait 48 hours. I mean, you couldn't put the contract.
Or 3 weeks.
Couldn't put the contract in the freezer. Like, why the hell did you have to sign that now? But then I did say to Rico, David, I said, you know what? The sport is so effed. He could probably saunter into that locker room at McNeese and go, don't be sad. I ain't leaving. You're coming with me.
Yeah. The NC State checkbooks are watching.
Right.
Go out there. Do well.
That's the game we're playing.
Clemson too, right? Who are they playing?
They're Clemson.
Yeah. Yes, so
they got Clemson in the first round.
There you go. So North Carolina versus South Carolina.
And you want to play them again? Come with me.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I want to do something special for you guys. Hold on a second here. I'm going to just bring up the roster. How many of these kids are seniors and it won't matter? See, this is how screwed this sport is, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, your point guard, sophomore, let's see. He's available. I got another point guard who's a senior. See ya! He doesn't care. Could take the shooting guard.
Well, did he play JC, junior college?
No, see, they got a ton of seniors on this team. Yeah, this is why.
If you win junior college, you get that year back.
Well, I had a note in my cash ticket prep, which is, they went from being one of the least experienced teams in America to one of the 20 most experienced. They've got like 7 seniors on this team. So Wade leaving, the seniors don't care because when the season's over, their career's over. The couple of guys who got talent who are young, he probably looks them in the eye, slaps them with a $100 bill and says, I'll see you in Durham or whatever the hell that place is.
Here's a plane ticket. See, yeah.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Nice sport.
See you in Raleigh.
See you in 3 weeks.
By the way, shout out to, Kevin Keats. You make the Final Four last year, you're out a year later.
But remember, they wanted to fire him last year.
And he saved his job.
And he kept winning and winning, and you might as well just fire me at the end of the year.
But the minute they gave him a reason, or he gave them a reason.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They were.
Yeah.
They were garbage this year. I think they went like 5-18 in conference, but they were horrible.
So was the entire ACC.
Fair. All right, we'll get to a blitz. More to do. All right, 97.1, you missed anything? Odyssey.com Rewind. Riggs is coming up next. Also, 5-Star Zone. Rico did another episode of that today. Every Big Ten first round game, download that. Cash ticket, cookies, and I broke down every damn thing. I can't help that last night was a clown car. It is what it is.
It's the tournament.
Bro, I'm sorry, but UNC starting 6-for-6 from deep and 10-for-10 from the lot. I'm going, are you kidding? This is really happening again. Gross.
Heavily motivated. They were told, you don't belong here.
Betting the tournament is a minefield. David, go ahead, buddy.
I went out, had a chicken sandwich the night before a flight, got food poisoning, went to the bathroom on the plane 20 times.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's just a nightmare. At that point, you just, you know what, flight attendant, I'm just going to be here.
This is my seat for the flight.
I'm not doing anything nefarious. Just going to be here. I'll leave it at that.
Just need some quiet.
Right.
Someone says if you're looking for a clean gas station, Buc-ee's. Pretty good gas
again,
station.
Again, we don't have them up here.
Right.
We don't.
Those are all down in Florida, Texas, like maybe North Carolina. We don't have them.
I'm just talking about the gas stations here locally where it's just one stall and take
it. Anything's better than a plane. But I mean, move on. Do we have ticket tickets on anything else, or is that one comment what people are hanging on to here?
Gee, I just didn't know that was your fear.
It's just something. I'm sorry. No way.
I mean, obviously, you and I have two different flight experiences.
Well, first of all, you don't have a right to comment. You're in a coma by the time you board. You are disqualified.
How am I disqualified?
Because you're gone. They turn the engines on. Gone.
I'm watching a movie. And then
before they turn the engines on, he's gone.
Gone.
The year the Spartans had Miles Bridges, Jackson, Langford, Ward, Etlaus. Truly hurt. So, yes, I am in on this stat.
The power stat again.
Except for that stat didn't qualify for that team.
No. You have to be unranked to start the year, finish in the top 10, and get a 1 or a 2 seed. Those teams are 0-for-37 in making the Final Four.
Yeah.
That the two that qualify this year, Jeff, Michigan State and St. John's.
Now, the Syracuse and Middle Tennessee qualify for the other one that – 5 out of the 7 times Izzo's been a 1 or 2 seed, he's gone to the Final Four, except for those two games.
Yeah, but
Middle Tennessee and Syracuse.
Michigan State is one of, I think, 20 teams that is top 50 in KenPom offense and defense, and 88% of those teams have made the Final Four over the last, 30 years. So you got something going for you.
Like I said, I love stats like that. It's just way too geeky. Not going to do it for the audience because they don't care. But, they just want to know, is my team going to win?
I'll never forget Michigan-Villanova. It was the national championship game. That was the year that Michigan had the unbelievably easy pathway to the championship game. And I was driving home from a Tiger game, and Valeni was doing the program. And Mike's like, I just saw this stat at the bottom of ESPN Sports and Information. And you gave that. You probably don't even remember this.
I don't.
You gave this stat, and I forget what the stat was, but it convinced you that Michigan was dead. Like, zero chance to win. Totally ruined my day, and of course, they got their ass kicked.
What was the stat?
Like DiVincenzo. I forget. I remember the show, though, because I was like,
I'm glad
so
you remember the show, but nothing I said. Thank you.
You know what? Was Michigan a 5 seed that year?
I think there was 6, if I'm not mistaken.
I was going to say, no 5 seed has ever won the national.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No 16 either.
Okay, thank you for that.
Correct.
Guys, I wanted to ask you something. There's no 15 either. There's no smarm here. There was no trolling here. I just want to ask you one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happened 9 years ago today?
Yes, Rieger. This is smarm.
Nine years ago today, Middle Tennessee of 15 beat Michigan State.
Wait a minute. That was 9 years ago?
2016.
So this isn't trolling.
My daughter was less than a year old. I remember it so vividly.
I vividly remember I stayed on the air past my shift. I was so angry.
That day?
I basically kicked the people who were supposed to come on after us out. I said, you got the night off. I stayed on for an extra hour
and a half.
Because
you guys were in Vegas, right?
Yeah. Because I wasn't sad. I was angry. I remember it. And I'll never forget it. That guy with the male pattern baldness, that receding hairline.
Giddy Potts?
Reggie Upshaw was his name. That kid was killing us. He didn't have a forehead. He had a 5-head. That kid killed us.
All right, so let me ask the question.
So you're not trolling?
No, I'm not trolling. I swear.
9 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? Time flies.
But that's not trolling.
So what is the tournament game that you were so happy to see a team lose in?
High Point Purdue.
Why?
It hasn't happened yet.
But it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, my bad.
I'm talking about just watching the tournament. What loss gave you the most glee? Because I'll be totally honest with you. Michigan was playing Notre Dame later that day in the NCAA tournament. They got popped by Notre Dame. They led by 12 in the second half. I didn't care about any of it because you guys lost with 15, and I was so damn happy.
You know what it was for me?
Well,
and but it was financial, and it was the ultimate I told you so. It was your guys losing to Villanova because I had a class. Yeah. I had a class that night, and my students were like, "Oh, we should." I'm like, "You should. My mind's come to class. You're gonna be disappointed." So they bet me. They did all of this stuff, and I'm like, "You're gonna be disappointed, and you're gonna be in class." And I cashed in. That game was over so fast.
Okay, I will. I'll give you one, and I gotta remember it right. I had bet on a team. This was Vegas, and it may have been the same year as the MTSU disaster. But Middle Tennessee State effed me on a bet. And I go, okay, second round, they were facing Syracuse. There is no way against that zone and that team. And we loaded the wagon on Syracuse. And I think Syracuse beat them by 30. I've never been happy. Oh, wait. It was Middle Tennessee State beat State. It was that year. I go, there's no way these losers are doing this to Syracuse. So I got my revenge on them. That I'm pretty sure it's the same year.
And that, you know what? There's another bet for me because it was one of those, you know, this guy gave me, he said, back when the Running Rebels were good, I'll give you the field. I'm taking UNLV. Sounds like a smart bet, right? We get to the championship game. I've never loved Bobby Hurley more.
But thanks, Duke.
Duke has a soft spot in my heart for that game because
you.
I'm
POS.
Mike, I'm sitting there because it was me and this guy, and we went out in the bet, and we're sitting there like, how are we going to pay this guy this money? Like, I felt like you, Rieger. I felt like a deadbeat.
Thank you.
Like, how am I going to pay this guy the money?
Wow.
We didn't know. And then when Duke won, we are jumping up and down and running down the hallways because we didn't have the money.
Okay,
My two was when Baylor knocked off Gonzaga in the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because so many people are talking about Gonzaga and Mark Few is amazing, and I just loved it. It was sensational. And then when you guys lost to Syracuse, that was maybe my favorite NCAA tournament game of all time.
Do you have a topic, or are you just here to bust balls?
Both. We're going to talk about Alex Bregman to start things off.
I saw the
Bregman
comment.
Said something today to Cameron Maben, the former Tiger. And I'm curious how people feel about it. Then we'll have a discussion about it, and we'll bring the tournament into the mix as well.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
I may want to cash in on one of my bets.
Okay.
All right. Wow. Okay, then. We'll talk to everybody at 2. Tournament coverage.
That's for all that crap you just talked.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.